Number 17, the servant of God, Baptista of Piacenza, Virgin Third Order. Like her patron saint, St. John the Baptist, Baptista seemed to have received the special graces of innocence and love for retirement, for these were her characteristic marks from childhood. As much as possible, she shunned association with the world and sought only to please God in everything she did. When she attained the proper age, she entered the convent of St. Mary Magdalene at Piacenza, whose members observed the rule of the Third Order of St. Francis while living in the strictest enclosure. Under the guidance of an excellent superior, Baptista was conspicuous among her fellow sisters. For the holiness of her life, she loved poverty and practiced it most faithfully. In the spirit of humility, she performed the lowliest duties in the house with special delight. And out of love for her companions, she undertook to perform the most disagreeable tasks. She made every effort to keep her heart closely united with God and always said her prayers with the greatest devotion. Her preparation for Holy Communion was made with the greatest care. On the eve before receiving, she would direct all her thoughts and actions to this event, as if, like her holy patron, she was preparing the way for Christ. On the day she received, she was filled with joy from the first moment after waking. And each communion day was like a great feast day for her. The food of the soul, for which she always prepared herself with so much care, enabled her to persevere in her efforts to attain perfection. And when death summoned her in the year 1515, she left the world in the order of sanctity. Her virginal body was entombed in the sacristy of the convent church. It remained incorrupt for a long time and diffused a delightful fragrance. On preparation for Holy Communion. 1. Consider how devoutly the servant of God, Baptista, prepared for Holy Communion. Her whole life was really one continual preparation because of her love of seclusion. On the day preceding her reception of the Holy Sacrament, she made special efforts to prepare her soul for this great privilege. And when the day of actual reception arrived, her heart was filled with boundless joy. Thus Holy Communion served to lead her to great sanctity. If the Lord of Heaven is to find a worthy dwelling place in our hearts, we may not love the world, and those who receive frequently should endeavor to lead a more retired life. As we remove from our homes whatever displeases a guest whom we are expecting and substitute things that give him pleasure, so before Holy Communion we should remove from our hearts whatever is displeasing to our heavenly guest, for a house is prepared not for man, but for God, says the scripture. When you awaken on the morning of your holy your communion day and don your better garments for the morning's events, adorn your heart with festive sentiments for the great blessing that will be yours. Is the privilege less great because you enjoy it more frequently? 2. Consider the acts of virtue we should elicit in our hearts before receiving Holy Communion. There are 3 in particular: lively faith, deep humility, and fervent desire. We should make an act of faith in the presence of the true body and blood of Christ in the sacrament of the altar under the appearance of bread, believing this as vividly as if we were attending the Last Supper and Christ himself was administering the sacrament. We shall then humble ourselves deeply, strike our breasts, and say with the devout centurion, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, Matthew 8:8. And like Zacchaeus, we must have great desire for him. We do not merely wish to see him, but to receive him into our hearts. He will shower graces on us according to the measure of our desire for him. He has filled the hungry with good things, Luke 1:53. 3. Consider that you must not be scrupulous. Let scrupulous worries disturb you during the final moments before Holy Communion. If at this time, after you have made your preparation, you are beset with disturbing thoughts and fears which you cannot throw off, go nevertheless confidently to the table of the Lord and receive him humbly. And you will experience what Thomas a Kempis speaks of when he says, You, O Lord, impart unto your beloved much consolation against these various tribulations, and you lift them up, so that they were anxious, who were anxious and without sensible affection before communion, after receiving, find themselves changed for the better. And thus you are pleased to deal with your elect, that they may more truly acknowledge and plainly experience how great is their weakness when left to themselves, and how much of bounty and grace they receive from you. Prayer of the Church. May your mercy, O God, cleanse us from all deceits of our old nature and enable us to be formed anew unto holiness through Christ our Lord. Amen.